Philadelphians are used to seeing demonstrations, though the streets of Center City were very nearly the scene of political violence Saturday, as masked anti-Donald Trump protesters tried to shut down a pro-Trump march. No one was hurt, but as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, experts say the intensity from both sides is cause for concern going forward.
Please, move back this way!
Things got particularly tense Saturday about halfway between the Art Museum and Independence Hall when pro-Trump protesters became sandwiched between pods of anti-Trump protesters.
What I hate to do is allow for this thing to turn into a melee.
The booming voice you're hearing is Chief Inspector Melvin Singleton with the Philadelphia Police Department. He says he had to make decisions on the fly to keep everyone safe.
Both are trying to accomplish a goal, with the other goal being to hinder the goal of one group. That nuance was different, and it created a heightened concern for the possibility of violence, for the possibility of property damage, and any other citizen or visitor of the city to potentially get hurt, as well as my officers and first responders.
Singleton managed to keep his officers between the two groups, so they never came to blows. But it's noteworthy that some seemed to come dressed for conflict, wearing arm pads, face masks, and hoods shielding their identity. The conflict arose when a march was organized by Make America Great Again, a national pro-Trump organization that held events around the country over the weekend. That prompted a counter-protest by activists describing themselves as anti-fascists, who have a history of showing up at pro-Trump and white nationalist events to disrupt them. Needless to say, the two sides aren't too fond of one another. Todd Gitlin teaches journalism and sociology at Columbia University. He says the near collision on Saturday has some dangerous historical echoes.
In the case of Weimar Germany, you had organized armies. You had paramilitary armies, of which the best armed and the most dangerous and successful were the proto-Nazis, after Hitler's rise to power became absorbed into the state.
Gitlin says we're not there yet.
This is out of the playbook of autocratic regimes. I'm not saying anyone is known to be planning such a thing. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm saying it's possible.
Issa Khalif leads Black Lives Matter Pennsylvania and was on hand Saturday supporting the anti-Trump cause. Now that Donald Trump has moved from candidate to president, Khalif says he doesn't expect the intensity between both camps to diminish. He says his group was prepared to defend themselves on Saturday and will be prepared to defend themselves in the future.
So anywhere they show up, we're going to show up. We don't accept Donald Trump. He is not our president, and we don't respect him, and we don't honor him. We don't honor the office that he represents.
Efforts to reach MAGA protesters were unsuccessful. Mayor Kenney says both sides have the right to express their opinions, and the police will work to keep everybody safe. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.